This one I'm going to talk about basically optimize the lighting spectra. I use a TORP or INT lighting for sweet pepper production. This is quite different from the, you know, the leaf vegetable. You see the greenhouse fruiting vegetable, they are basically really tall crop in a greenhouse green with a high wire system. You see tomato and cucumber, you can have easily 2 or 3 meter canopy. For pepper, you can easily have anywhere from a 4 to 6 meter canopy. One of the common things for those fruit vegetable is you see you have a different green process along the vertical profile. You know, you get a new shoot and leaf growth on the top, then you have the fruit in the middle and the bottom. What it does, you know, you all know from the last few days, you know, different light spectrum, you know, triggering different plant growth process. You know, you have more blue, you get a, you know, smaller leaf, high leaf chlorophyll, you know, even more anthocyanin. But if you apply on top, you could reduce the leaf size, especially in the early stage, it may not be good. So the idea here is we basically try to see, you know, we can develop, you know, some kind of vertical spectral distribution. You can good for growth and yield and quality. We did a work like on the tomato and the cucumber. The one I'm going to report today is mostly on pepper. So the trial was done in a large greenhouse. It's a 200 square meter. Basically, this greenhouse is divided into four quadrants or four zones. Each one is about 50 square meter. Then you allow us to apply basically two top lighting spectrum, you know, with a two replication. So each quadrant is about 50 square meter. Within each quadrant, then we have four different interlighting treatment. And within of each the subplot, you know, the interlighting treatment, then we have a two KLTY. So if you look at the layout, you see basically for the interlighting, we have you know, the treatment in each row and each column. This can take care of you know, the both way of variation if we have some. The top lighting, you basically the mix is the lumen grower. You know, the you have red, blue, and white anywhere 76. 16 and 8, that's the ratio of the light. Then we have 100% red. Then all of them, you know, basically at 140 micromole. For the interlighting, we have a one with the control. They basically also have a LED light over there, but it just shut off. So make sure they have exactly the same footprint. The other thing, you can look like the red, blue, and white, and all of them, these three treatments at 30 micromole. One of the things, if you look at the light carefully, you see the light is custom made, is mounted at 45 degree angle. That's based on the model. You know, you have in this way you maximize your light interception, also maximize the fruit, the light projection on the fruit. Even if you want to try to project the light on fruit, you see still from time to time, you know, there is a leaves getting in between, right? So the fruit is not going to be uniformly put to the interlighting. Here's some result on the, you know, the plant growth parameter. So we did actually a lot, just like the plant registration system, at least 4 or 5 times, but basically hardly any difference at all from all the treatment, except for the cultivar. The only thing we pick up is with the 100% red, we have a reduction in the leaf chlorophyll on the fourth leaf. So, but we did not see much increase on the leaf area. But in tomato and cucumber, we see a reduction in the leaf chlorophyll with the 100% red, but we also see a large leaf area. But this is not the case for pepper. We also look into the leaf chlorophyll fluorescence. The first time we did a four leaf, you know, basically from the fifth leaf up to the 20th leaf, we did not see any difference. But even the lowest number you see is more than 0.8. So that means all the leaf working really well, there is no senescence. So then for the next measurement, you say, okay, let's push farther. we down to 25th and you know the 30th leaf, we still did not see any difference, but all of them working good. You see the number is higher than 0.8. We did not get a chance in this trial was done like in the winter of 2016 and 2017 on the food sciences. So then, but we did another trial last winter using a new greenhouse. For this new greenhouse trial, there was some similar treatment. So then we have the previous speaker, Jason. He did some food sciences reading on those trial. In this trial, basically you have four different overhead lighting, you know, red, blue LED, red, white LED, the hybrid between red, blue LED and HPS and HPS only. And the inside, you basically have, you see, also have a control, blue interlighting and white LED interlighting. You see on the right hand side is the one on the top leaf, basically no difference, right? Well, no matter whether interlighting treatment or the overhead lighting. On the this left one, you see you have a significant increase in the leaf photosynthetic capacity, the one with the interlighting, whether it's a red, whether it's a blue, whether it's a white, you all get a significant increase. This is not instant. You know, the photosynthesis, because they measure with the Leicol red blue light source, they more reflect, you know, the photosynthetic capacity. That means, you know, the low medium leaf, they actually had a high photosynthetic capacity, you know, with the interlighting. So that's the yield. You see that's, we have two cultivars I mentioned. The red one is the one, is a red pepper. You basically what you see is, you know, the white really, really standing out. That's really interesting. That's quite different from our trial on the tomato and cucumber. So the white interlighting always have the highest significant high yield. The other thing you look is like the red and blue interlighting performance was slightly better under the mixed overhead lighting. So you see, they are increased compared to the control, but although the increase is not significant. But at 100% of red, there is not much increase from red and blue. So if you look at the average, you know, the average and the red, blue, and white mix overhead lighting, slightly perform better. Seem like the, you know, the pepper always perform better and a broad spectrum of light. On the yellow cultivar, it is the similar thing. You see the both blue and white had a significant yield increase over the control and the mixed overhead lighting. But at 100% red overhead lighting, we only see the white have a significant yield increase. Then we also look into the, you know, the antioxidants. That's is done by my colleagues, Long Chao. He's a phytochemical specialist, antioxidant specialist. One of the things we see here, of course, we have we measured four different things. You know, the TPC is a total phenolic. Then you have a total carotenoid, that's the TCC, FRAP, that's antioxidant power assay. Then the DPPH is a free radical scavenge capacity. You have the dry matter content, soluble solid content over there. So one of the things you see here, you see the blue and the white is constantly increased antioxidant. All the parameter we measured. The dry matter also get increased, the soluble solid also increase. I mentioned, should be mentioned, this difference is not significant. One of the reasons I mentioned already a little bit, when you have a light project on the fruit, there is sometimes always a leaf in between. That's the means not all the fruit exposed to the light uniformly. That means we have quite a large variation in the fruit sample. You know, that's making them not significant, probably one of the reason. So in summary, basically we find, you know, the white intra canopy LED increase the yield in paper. And the intracanopy LED basically maintained the photosynthesis capacity or increased photosynthesis for the middle leaf regardless of the light spectrum. White and blue intralight LED may have the potential to improve the fruit quality and the nutrition value. It seems like the broader spectrum of the light, like white, is more beneficial in sweet pepper production. One of the things, maybe you look at the leaf, you see down to even leaf the 30, along the whole profile, the leaf maintain, is not a senescent. With the broad spectrum, a light like white or the one that makes, potentially the light penetrate deeper, we potentially have a high whole plant photosynthesis. But those one were difficult to prove because it's not easy to get the whole plant photosynthesis data for a pepper plant like 4 or 5 meter tall. Anyway, the research mostly supported, by the Ontario Greenhouse Vegetable Grower. They are our partner, so a lot of our research project is supported by them. And also, we have a lot of students and a general worker. They contribute the research. Without them, it would not be possible to run a trial like this and a semi-commercial kind of condition, because the trial, basically ran from October to May, almost like 8 months. Thank you very much for your attention. Ricardo.
Yeah. We perform 5 different varieties of bell pepper.
Yeah.
Just transplant stage.
Yeah.
We grow them under 100% blue, 100% red, and high pitch sodium on a supplemental light.
Yeah.
And what we found is that we were able to quantify the curling of the leaf.
Okay.
And the plants under the blue light, they were flat.
Yeah.
Well, the ones in the red and hypogestorium curl inwards, right? So do you think maybe some of the results are based on higher light interception because of the leaves being under the blue or white and being more parallel to the sun? Do you observe difference in the curling between the leaves in the canopy?
On the paper, we did not see the curling of the canopy. I don't know what the light intensity you are using. This one on top is 140. Interlighting is 30 micromole. So the curling, we see the interlighting with the cucumber. There is coupling. They toward, actually, if you light here, the leaf go like this way. Maybe there is a heat released from this side. This side maybe transpirate more for some reason. It's not like this way or flat. It's good like this way. We call it coupling. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
What is the distance between your light source and the leaf within the canopy for both your top and intra lighting?
Or the overhead lighting always above the crop. So the inter canopy lighting is about 20 centimeters above the fruit. So they project on this angle. So some leaf could get touch the leaf, the touch the light fixture, because you are inside the canopy, right? So
similarly, where are you taking the PBFD measurement? So if the inner canopy lighting is providing 30 micromoles, where are you taking
that? The interlighting one we not measure it, because we measure it if you see very close light, you get really strong. So once you go after the canopy, after 30 centimeter canopy, you almost down to nothing. You like 95% absorbed. So those one we do it in the lab. You basically mount the same amount of light, you doing the integral of the light. Then we know the total amount of light, you divide by the area in the greenhouse. It's not a the 30 is not an actual measurement. We do have a map. You can see very large difference from here. In the very cold light is high. You can go get almost up to 100. Then the other side is only 5 micromole. Yeah. Hey, Mark. Yeah.
The photosynthetic apparatus can acclimate to different light spectra. So I noticed that you measured photosynthetic rates with the red blue LED unit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you concerned about that potentially biasing your results in favor of the red blue light treatment?
Yeah, there is a potential. So, one of the things is inside the canopy I mentioned, is the light really not uniform. If you try to measure with the transparent chamber, will be really challenging. You cannot get, so that's the only thing we can do with the constant light source. In the future, we will be basically planning running trial in loose chamber. Then you can use the transparent chamber to do the measurement. Thank you. Yeah.